This morning, I want to speak to you on understanding and using the authority in the name of Jesus. Now, my dad has a book out there, Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm Kenneth W. And we got some of my grandsons over here. That's Blake, Kenneth Hagin, and Kenneth Wesley Burns. There's some of us around that still got that name Kenneth. But it's called The Authority of the Believers. It has been translated into I don't know how many hundreds of languages. I don't know how many hundred thousands copies. I don't know. I think the last time I looked at it, and it's been a while back now, it was over 60 million copies that had been sold of that book worldwide. And man, it's been read around the world. We received many, many, many testimonies from the authority of the believer. How many in here can testify with an upraised hand that the authority of the believer changed your life? That's almost the entire crowd. I heard him teach that many, many times before it was ever put into a book. Now, I want to go read Acts 19, 13 through 16 from the NLT today. A group of Jews were traveling from town to town casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantations, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out. These guys were the seven sons of Sceva. He was a leading priest, and they're the ones that was doing it. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? Then the man with the evil spirits leaped on them, overpowered them, attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. Now, here we see the evil spirits, and they say to him, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? They were trying to cast out these evil spirits by using the name of Jesus like Paul did. But these evil spirits knew Jesus and they knew Paul, but they didn't know who they were. They were trying to do this without the authority. They had no authority. The results, the evil spirits, if I come from down in Texas, the evil spirits jumped on it. It didn't whip them. He whooped them. There's a difference between whipped and whooped. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So the title of my message this morning to you is, Does the Devil Know Your Name? You know, it seems that in some areas the Christians have failed to take their place of authority, and so therefore things are not good for them. You know, sometimes you can get rid of some Christians by telling them the demon's present. They run. Instead of the devil running from them, they're running from the devil. Now, what causes that? Well, some, they're just ignorant to the fact that they have the authority. Mark 16, 17, these signs shall follow them who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. You know, people get excited about the speaking in tongues part of Mark 16, and they get excited about laying the hands on the sick and they're recovering. But most people get nervous when you start talking about demons and devils. Hello. You there? You gone home already? You know, in fact, some people get offended when you tell them that their problem is being caused because the devil is oppressing them. because that's what his work is. He is going to oppress anyone or anything that says anything about God. He is against God, and he's been against God ever since he tried to overthrow God and God kicked him out of heaven. You go read it in Isaiah, talking about him falling from there. Now, the problem is too many people, even Christians, don't understand their authority, or else they just don't use it. You know, there are a lot of people that try to impress you with how much Bible they know and how many scriptures they can quote and how much they're always in church. But you start talking about the devil and demons, and they seem to draw up in a shell. You know, the devil should, if you're born again Christian, the devil should know your name. You know, the Homeland Security has a watch list. And it's got the names, it was when I was an Army Security Agent, when I was in the Army, they've got several different watch lists with different names on those watch lists. And the people's names are on that watch list because they either have the potential of causing harm to our country or for some other reason. And if that person's name comes up and they see that person, they are watched and they're restricted in what they can do. You know, we have a wonderful group of men and people in this church that are ushers. Would you usher stand up, please? Now, wait a minute. This is just a few of them. All of you that are ushers that are not on duty today, you stand up. Thank you, guys. You can be seated. Now, all of these guys are continually on the watch for any individuals or that could potentially cause a problem in the service. Is that not right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Wave your hand at me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know. And I'm sorry to have to say this, but we do have a little bit of a watch list on people that have caused major problems. We don't tell the congregation about it, but if they show up, we keep special watch out for them. Hello? Like there was one guy, some of y'all may remember it. He made the stage one Sunday morning. Anybody here when he made the stage on one Sunday morning? And I went toward him, you know. Well, you know what? I'm sorry to say, but his name is on that list. Because he came to attacking the platform. So, they don't say anything to him, but they just watch him if he comes around. Now, some of you, back when the first church first started, we're down in the other auditorium down there. I was preaching one Wednesday night, and a guy come flying down that center aisle and jumped and landed on that stage right behind me. I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and I heard him hit the ground. And of course, being Army trained, I immediately turned and I was ready. How many of you Army guys know what I'm talking about? Nobody comes up behind you and so forth. But, you know, they're a watch list. The devil should have a watch list, and your name should be on it. Because he knows you have authority to mess up anything he's trying to do. You know, as soon as you show up, the devil should recognize that he has a problem. When you get up in the morning, the devil should go into panic mode. You are to have the attitude. When you get up in the morning, all right, Mr. Devil, I'm up. Get out of the way. You know, the devil won't leave you alone just because you have authority. You have to use that authority in order for him to flee from you. You know, some people don't realize that the enemy, the devil, is behind all of the problems that they're having. Now, I'm not suggesting there's a demon behind every tree and every bush and that everything that happens is caused by a demon. But when it is, you need to realize that you have the authority to deal with it. I ask you again, are you on his watch list? Does he know your name? You know, we have to understand the authority in the name of Jesus. Some people don't even know that they have the right to demand that the enemy take his hand off of their lives. Or if they do know it, they don't speak up, you know. And they sometimes think, well, if I leave him alone, he'll leave me alone. No, that's not true. We are fighting a spiritual battle. The devil and his cohorts are spirits just like Jesus and God and the angels. Actually, he was an archangel and he got kicked out and he took a third of the angels with him. That's all the demons. So if he got kicked out because he was trying to overthrow God and he took a third of the angels with him, that means there's two-thirds of them left up there, so that means there's two for every one of them that's down there. Hello. You see, our authority in the name of Jesus is strong. And we need to understand that. Paul gives us the revelation of the power in the name of Jesus. It's called in theological circles, it's called the Paulinian theology. The theology of Paul, if you'll study it, was who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, what we can do because we're in Christ. And that tells us what our authority is. And Paul says it this way in Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This verse is talking about our current realities as believers, born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is power in the name of Jesus. You can't begin to repeat the name of Jesus several times without you can feel a change in the atmosphere around you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever done that? You know why you feel the change in the atmosphere? Because the devils and the demons are afraid of the name of Jesus. He whipped them. And he gave us, his church, the ecclesia. Now, I'm not talking about the local church. There's the local church, who we are, but the ecclesia is the called out ones, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that encompasses every Christian, all of us that are born again according to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how come there is so much power in the name of Jesus? Did you know anyone that has authority is only as strong as the power that is backing it? Now, we have an officer that's here every Sunday morning. Sometimes he's sitting back there. Most of the time he's out in the north lobby back there. You know what? He'd go out there on that street and stop cars, just up, hold up his hand, and he stops cars. There he is right there. You can see him right back there. Yeah, give him a hand. We need to thank God for our Broken Arrow Police Department. They're a great asset and a great bunch of men and ladies. Hallelujah. But you see, in his own strength, he does not have the power or even the authority. You go out in that street, you're going to get run over because you don't have the authority. He has the authority to do that because he is backed by the city of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. That's what that badge on that man said. Hey, I am not doing this in my own strength. I'm doing this in the strength of the power that is behind me. You're only as strong in your Christian walk as the power that's behind you, and the power that's behind you is all of heaven. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. You know, God, when we use the name of Jesus, all of the resources and the power of heaven stands at attention, ready to back us. We might could say it like this, and you might understand a little better. Hey, all of heaven's got our back. You ever heard that? I got your back. Anybody ever heard that? You know what it means? It means, hey, if something happens, I'm here. I'm here to back you up. I'm here to help you. Hey, when you use the name of Jesus, all heaven has got your back. Man, that's good, isn't it? Did you realize when you read in the Gospels that Jesus was never defeated one time? Hello? He ruled over circumstances. He ruled over sickness and disease. He ruled over lack and need. He ruled over sin and the devil. And all heaven backed him as he dealt with every situation. As you begin to use the name of Jesus and your authority in the name of Jesus, all heaven backs you. Come on. See, we got to get the revelation of how strong, how powerful that the name of Jesus is than anything else that comes against us. There's no problem, there's no circumstance, there's nothing that can come against us that the power of the name of Jesus cannot conquer. You know, we have to get the revelation of who Jesus is. Oh, he's our Savior. He's our soon coming King. Great, yes. But he's more than that. He is the power that backs our Christian living. He is the power behind everything that we receive from God. It comes because of the power that was given to him. Get the revelation that the power of God comes into action when you use that name. You know, let's look at this. In John 16, 23. And in that day you will ask me nothing. He's talking to the disciples. They've been asking him directly, okay? Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Here he is saying, listen, after I'm raised from the dead, if you will ask in my name, the Father will do it. Jesus' name is above every name. Ephesians 1:22 says, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And when you begin to study that, you'll find out that he gave that power on earth to us to use his name. His name is more powerful than any circumstance you ever gonna face. It's more powerful than any sickness or disease. It's more powerful than your lack and need. He says he should supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. More powerful. More powerful. More powerful. More powerful. When we speak that majestic name, Jesus, all heaven comes to attention, waiting for their orders. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you take care of this situation. And they come to attention and he goes, hey, you, go take care of that. Hello? You know, I served in the United States Army. We'd come in there and lieutenant said, calls us to attention. We come to attention and he says, okay. And he points, Hagen, Jones, Kowalski, you three. Y'all go over here and you take care of that. All right. He has the authority to command us to go do something, right? You know what? He's the lieutenant. But so does the colonel. So does the general. But also so does that platoon sergeant. And so does the corporal that's his squad leader. And you see, it comes down the line. Jesus is the main one. And he has the authority to give the use of his name to anybody that is born again and spirit filled. Just like I was in Army Security Agency, the colonel called me in and told me he wanted something. And he said, you tell them I said. What he was doing, he was giving me his power and his authority, although I'm just a private first class. And he was a colonel, Colonel Oedeker. But when he told me to go do something, and he said, you tell them I sent you, When I told them that, that's the same as him speaking to them. And Jesus has told us, he said it right there, you have asked nothing in my name, but when you ask the Father in my name, he will do it. He is giving us his name to use. And when we use that name, it's as though Jesus has given us the power that his Father gave him, God Almighty. He said, you got all power in heaven and in earth. And he turned around and he gave that power to you and 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 me. Everyone that is born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the authority to use the name of Jesus. Hello. I don't know about y'all. I'm getting excited about this. I already got excited about putting it together. When you use that name, Jesus, the Father God goes into action immediately. The devil trembles when he realizes that you have gotten the revelation of who you are in Christ and what your authority is. Man, when I speak or you speak, the devil should say, oh no, I know them. And I know Jesus and I know them. I know Kenneth. Hello? Because I'm on his watch list. He hits the panic button when he hears me say, in the name of Jesus, Mr. Devil, you get out of here. He begins to holler, everybody for yourself. I repeat it. Flee for your life while you can. Now that goes right along with James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now he's not fleeing from you as a person. He's fleeing from you because you have been delegated with the power of the name of Jesus. That's what he's running from. They are afraid of that majestic name of Jesus. You can walk in victory all the time if you understand how to use the name of Jesus. You know, I've used it myself. You know, you've heard the story when I was sliding on that motorcycle about to go off of a cliff, and I didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. Anyway, I didn't have no cell phone back in those days. I'm in Taiwan, several thousand miles away from the shores of the United States of America, and where my dad was and people I know. I didn't have time to go on a fast. I'm sliding, that motorcycle sliding. All I had time to do is, yeah, I yelled it, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm still here today. In fact, the guys I was riding the smallest bike. I had a 150, and most of them had 500s and 650s. The two of them was riding 650 Triumph, 1964 Triumph Bonnevilles. One guy was riding a BSA, 500 BSA, and see, y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. And I was riding another guy, he was riding a 250 Honda Scrambler. I'm riding a 150 Honda Dream. And I'm on the tail end, and we come around that corner, and that wind caught me, and I'm sliding. I was hollering, Jesus. I was kicking gears and kicking the ground and doing everything, trying to straighten that bike up. And it wasn't doing no good. And next thing I knew, I hit the middle of the pavement, and that back tire goes squeal, squealed because I was trying to give it some gas to get some power, and went up on the edge of the deal, come back down, and stopped in the middle of the road. Just sitting there. And they all turned around and came back shining their lights, and you could see where that wheel slid right to the edge. And one old boy said, "Man, Hagin, you're lucky. The treads caught on the edge and flipped you back." I said, "There ain't nothing to do with it." I believe that God reached down and he flipped that bike back up where it's supposed to be. I remember my wife, Denise was driving and it was ice, and all of a sudden she was talking to her mother on the phone. All of a sudden she started hollering, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And then she was quiet for a minute, and then I said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, this car, it started spinning sideways. It's coming straight at me." But said, "Then it just got here, and then it just went off in the ditch." See, she yelled, "Jesus." Man, you need, when you yell Jesus, you have all of the authority of heaven coming down to take care of that situation. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you see or feel. I want to tell you, when you use that name, Jesus, there is power unleashed, that there is no power like it anywhere else in the world. Jesus will give you the victory every time when you use his name. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through him diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge to every life." 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ." Psalms 8:37, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." That's Jesus. Let me tell you something. Does the devil know your name? Just like he told those guys, he said, "I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you?" Let me tell you something. Whenever you begin to use the name of Jesus in your authority, he says, "I know Jesus and I know who you are. You have the authority. You have the right to demand for me to subsist and desist and quit doing whatever it is I'm doing. The power is in the name of Jesus, and I trust that he knows your name." Heavenly Father, I'm just talking to these people for a few minutes today to stir up their minds and stir up their hearts to know that God has given you, Jesus, a name above every name, a name above all names. And at that name, all heaven stands at attention, ready with their power to deliver. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Did anybody get anything out of this morning? Everybody stand up. Everybody stands up. Say it with me for just a minute. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You got something you want to say?
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power.
authority to break this paper. But the way I just did that, you have the power and authority to break the rule of the Satan in your life by using the name of Jesus. You can rip him apart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Bow your heads for just a moment. If you happen to be in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know him today so that you can live the good life that he promised. If you're in this place today and you say, I know what it is to live with God, but I've turned my back and I've got off course and I need to come back and rededicate my life to you. If that's you, on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand right now anywhere in this room. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you, and you'll leave here with that same power that I've been talking about. The power in the name of Jesus. Upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Is there a hand anywhere? You need Jesus. You need to be rededicated to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God, praise God. I don't see any hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tonight at 6 o'clock right here, they're going to be here. Staff, go to the doors to shake their hands. I'll be at the north door. The team, myself and the team, will be in Yorkville, Illinois tonight for a Living Faith conference, and then we'll be down in Missouri on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Pray for us as the team goes to minister there. You be here, though. Remember all the announcements. Go and get a hold of that. Hey, remember, men's conference. We're going to expect every man in this church to be here. All right? At the men's conference, shake hands with somebody. Wait, they're going to sing, and then you shake hands with somebody and say, hey, I got power in the name of Jesus. What about you? I'm going to be at that door right there. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. And show me.